Friends.
Hi, friends.
We're back. It's episode
80.
80. See, I was going to say 80, and then I didn't believe in myself, so I stopped. But you're right. Episode 80. It's episode 80 of The Brunch and Judge. I got nothing.
I don't know what I mean.
My only thing about 80 is I, unpopular opinion, according to my mother, I have an issue with people who are 80 and over having any active role in our politics and government.
Facts.
That's all.
Facts.
I mean, not that
in fact,
you don't have valuable information
I
and
would
can be
even
part of some
drop
great team.
that down.
I would too, but like I
I
feel
would
like
drop it.
You can make an argument for some people on their side, because I think it's dependent on the person. But like at 80, guys, like, I mean, can't you just be like a consultant or
Right.
something? Maybe finally take your wife on that trip that you said you were gonna. You know, go see the world, go eat some french fries at home or something. I don't know. Watch TV.
Go binge watch that Netflix show.
Like, give us a chance to put younger people in that represent our generation.
Right.
That's all.
Yes.
Anyway, we're your hosts, the under 80 crowd here.
Yes.
I'm April.
And I'm Claire.
And this week we're continuing our topic of cults. Culty,
Yes.
Culty, cult, cults. Which we love. We love that. We love the cults. I mean, they're pretty terrible, we won't lie, but like
they are. They're
they're
awful.
so fun.
There's so many. So many.
But before we get into that, Claire,
yes.
What are you judging this week?
Oh, Trump.
Oh my, did something else happen to Trump this week?
Oh, it was like after we recorded last night, since we're doing this two-part thing, I went and I was watching while I was working on my story, the news, and then they cut in with breaking news out of Georgia. And I'm like, what is happening? And I'm like, wait, wait, what? And I'm like, this is from the bullshit that happened back in 2020. We're just now.
Still is.
When we actually had recordings of the man begging the attorney general, please find me 11,000 and some odd more votes. I'm like, you had the recordings then. Why did it take this long?
So, like, I
and he's like,
guess
and he's like
that
saying that this is not a thing. I'm like, are you kidding me? We have you on fucking tape. We had you on tape 3 years ago.
Yeah.
We listened to it 3 years ago.
Yeah.
When it happened. But you're going to like sit there and like double down and say that that's not what it was?
That's not
I'm
what I was
sorry.
talking about. Oh, really?
I just, the audacity. White men and their audacity, the caucasity, as some people say.
The
I just,
caucasity.
The caucasity,
I love that.
As some people say. Yes. That's where I'm at with this. I just get so tired of it. It's just,
Well, I do find it interesting. This is like his fourth indictment this year.
Yes. Yes. Four.
And I'm like,
four.
You know, I would like to bring back bingo cards. Remember our bingo
Right?
cards from 2020 when we're like, I did not have this on my bingo card. I did not have four in like 8 months on my bingo card. Like,
no.
I mean, like one. I thought one, maybe two, before. It's pretty impressive.
I mean,
That's all
don't
I'm
get
saying.
Me wrong. I mean, I'm glad that it's finally happening.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not complaining about that at all. No, no.
But I am already over the bullshit rhetoric coming around. Because it's like, he's doing that again. He's doing the January 6th thing again, where he's saying
Right.
all this garbage. I'm like, can we just like cancel him now? Like, I know everybody keeps claiming that us millennials and our cancel culture, blah, blah, blah.
I
If
mean,
we had
seriously.
Any true power in canceling people, he would have been canceled, okay?
Right.
So, like, Jesus.
I know.
I'm just exhausted. It's like, didn't we just do this? Didn't we just have this exact same
Right.
garbage coming out of his mouth 3 years ago? Oh, we did? Huh. How about that? Okay. Ugh.
Like, can we just, yeah, I'm like you, like, just
Just.
get him out of here. Like, run him out on a rail. Do
And I'm
something. I
like,
mean, just go.
if he wants to be like, no, that's not what was happening. And we're like, well, obviously it was what was happening. I mean, if nothing else, it indicates that he's not in a good mental health state to be able to, run a country because he can't remember what he did 3 years ago that made national news and literally everybody else knew. So I don't even know. I'm so tired of him.
Right. Same. Same, same. But it was just, imagine my surprise when I'm sitting there watching the news and then breaking news, and it's like, wait. Is this the bullshit that happened 3 years ago? This is
Like,
what we're talking
is this still
about?
happening?
I know.
Well, and part of me wonders if it is like the domino effect that finally the federal level of it went through all the things or
Maybe,
whatnot. And so now it's the evidence or the information is now released enough for other people to have access to it so that they can on a state level. I don't know. But I'm over here being like,
and I know, I
okay.
get it. Like, dot your I's, cross your T's before
Well, I
you
mean,
bring me
really,
this stuff.
especially with
I
how
get
insane
that.
people are about it.
But then it's also, the fact that you had him on tape, it was recorded.
I
We
mean, we
heard the
saw it on the
tape.
news. We've all
3 years ago. Yeah, it was recorded and it played it 3 years ago when he's out there spouting that Biden's the one who's trying to steal the election, when he's the one who's like, just find me
Who's
11,000 more votes,
actually trying to do illegal things in order to secure an illegitimate presidency. So cool.
It's just like,
Cool.
oh my God. It really is. It's like, I don't like this timeline at all. I don't.
Right? Yeah,
I want to be out of it now.
I was telling my mom when I talked to her this weekend, because she asked like what we were covering on our podcast. I was telling her that one of our last ones we had done was the space one. And I said, Mom, turns out multiverse is possible. And she's like, what? And it's like, yeah, there's a big black void in space, and some theories are that it's from where a parallel universe crashed into ours, proving the concept of a multiverse. And my mom was like, what? And I said, Mom, what that means is that there is a timeline somewhere where all this ridiculous bullshit is not happening. And like, we just voted Hillary for president and everybody was fine. And everything's been fine ever since. And she was like, yeah, we should have been on that timeline. I'm like, I know, right? Like, ah,
Yeah.
it's exhausting to be in this one. It's so stupid.
It is stupid. It's so stupid. Anyway, that's my judge. It's like,
That's
come on,
excellent.
guys. Let's but it's like, let's get the move on with this. I'm judging that too. Let's
Eight.
get a move on with this. Let's do, okay, we got the indictments. Let's do some convictions now. Let's get a move
And
on, because
the
you can't
thing
tell me we're
that's
going to have four indictments and that there's not going to be any convictions out of this,
But
because
what's
come on.
frustrating is that, like, even though we're all fucking done with it, we're like, let's
Oh,
just
right.
move on. Let's keep going. It's just fast, 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 speedy trial. And we have, like, the Trump team being all like, no, we need more time to go through all this. Like, don't drag it out any longer. You've known this was coming. Everybody knew it was coming. I mean, like, all the road signs have been out there. Like, you're basically given a piece of paper telling you it was coming. So, like, come on.
Like, are you trying to drag it out until after the election when he's already going to be president? Like, is that what you're trying to do? Because, like, what is that going to do? Because then they could just fucking impeach him again, and he'll be the only president to be fucking impeached three fucking times at that point.
Right.
Who wants,
Well,
I mean, what?
and here is a fun plot twist. I don't know if you've come across this because I don't know. We travel in different weird TikTok circles, I think, sometimes. But
We do,
so
yes.
I don't know how familiar you are with the Federalist Society. Do you know the Federalist Society?
I don't think so.
You shouldn't, because it's you don't care. I don't care. But
I'm like,
essentially, it
no.
is ultra conservative. The Federalist Society is the reason that we have the Supreme Court garbage that we have now. This is what they
Okay, gotcha.
wanted. So that tells you everything you need to know about them and their group. They have
Noted. Noted.
been very avid Trump supporters in previous times. So what's been very fascinating is that a couple of them, as Federalist Society members, actually wrote a, I don't know, it's just like a document, an article, an argument. I don't know how you want to classify it, but wrote out an argument basically saying, arguing that Trump is ineligible to be president because he has already violated Article 3 of all of the stuff that people give a shit
Really?
about. And for them to come out and say, like, not just like say it, but like
Right.
write it out, and it was is like a huge, big fucking deal.
Right.
And so I'm like, please. Like, I mean, I don't want to be friends with them because they're assholes who gave us the garbage that we have now. Fuck them. But also, please put on your just like bare minimum common sense goggles right now and be like, it does not make sense to let him do it again. He did bad. Nothing was good. All he did was fire people all the time. Like, no
I
one would work for
know.
him. Everybody quit because he was literally doing stupid shit. And he still keeps doing the stupid shit. So I'm like, can we just agree? Like, they're gonna pick some candidate that I fucking hate and hope dies, probably. But like, can it just not be him? Like, Jesus.
Yes,
I'm so
indeed.
tired. I
Indeed.
miss. I wholeheartedly miss when we just made fun of how Bush would say nuclear and the argument over whether or not it was appropriate for Obama to wear a brown suit, and like even Clinton in taking,
Even like when he was
all
running against Al Gore, like the
of
whole
it.
like my
I'm like,
daddy invented, or like I invented the internet, and you know, it's like
I fucking miss the binders full of women. Bring Mitt Romney back, guys. Like, I'll take him. Are you kidding? Like,
have binders full of women.
please.
I forgot about that.
It's my favorite thing is him binders of women. Like, the fuck? Everybody went mad, insane over that. And I'm like, what happened to the world that thought that was too far and he couldn't be president because of that statement? Like, come on. I'll
And
take
now
it.
look where we're at. Like, I mean, I would take Mitt Romney over this. I mean,
Right? Mitt Romney,
seriously.
by the way, somehow has become like the voice of not insanity over there in that Republican
I know.
nonsense. And I'm like,
How did that happen?
what timeline am I in where I'm going, Mitt Romney's all right? I'm going, the fuck is
I
happening to
know. Things I never thought I'd say. It's like, what is happening?
the things on my bingo card I was not ready for, guys. Oh, Lord.
Indeed.
Okay.
But yes,
Well,
that's my
sorry.
judge.
That was a roundabout, but that was an excellent judge because I'm with you. I'm just like, God. But I'm also kind of like, just one more set of indictments. Let's go for a nice five. Let's do a
There
whole
you
like
go.
hand of indictments. I think that feels good. So one more round. Somebody somewhere.
Oh, there might be, before it's all said and done.
Like, wait till next month. There'll be a new one.
Who
Well,
knows? Anyway.
that was excellent, Claire. Thank you.
So what are you judging?
So I have a couple things. The first thing is Spencer and I went and got library cards at our local library that I do not work for. Do not work there. Don't want to work there.
You're like, I'm done with libraries.
I'm taking a break. And so like we go, I mean, it's not a huge library system, although I think a lot of Connecticut libraries, but come together to form a consortium because it's a tiny state. I think the state library probably does a lot of help to get them or whatever. All that aside. So here, there is like one big main branch, and then they have two smaller branches, but we are really stupid close to the big main branch. So we went there and got our library cards, and we're strolling around, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, it's a big building. It's a nice building, But then I go on a journey through the nonfiction because I'm looking for a culty culty book. Please see the previous episode. And as I'm looking around and looking for some other things, I'm getting very frustrated because you can tell that they have not done like a thorough weeding of their collection, maybe ever. Like I'm pulling off books
Really?
that are from like 1965, and I'm like, this book
You're like, when
won.
was the last time this was checked out?
Well, and I'm like, this book won is, you know, it's not in a good condition. It shouldn't be on the shelf. Two, it's from 1965, which is fine if it's a really good copy of a book that
Right,
never goes
right.
out of style. But in nonfiction, that's too old. It just
Right.
is. Like you have to constantly be on top of that and maintaining. And like I lost my mind because it's like a pet peeve to me. Like I want to be able to go to a section and look at books and find two or three options of something in the general
Right.
topic that I'm looking for, and them to be from within the last 15 years, okay? Unless it just happens to be like I know some things. There's like a quintessential book that was written in like 1995, and maybe they update it every 5 years, but it's bulk the same, and nothing has really
Right.
changed. Fine, but you know what I mean. Like that's not really the case for most things. You're not gonna want to read. The one I picked up was about debate.
Okay.
Randomly, it was not what I was looking for, but I picked it up because like the hell. And I opened up and I'm like
1965.
1965. I'm like, this isn't even accurate anymore. That's not how debates are run anymore. There's so many more things that come into play because we're in the year 2023. And
Right.
like, and so that made me kind of look around, and I lost my goddamn mind about it. And I was like, fucking hell, I can't with this garbage because it's just we walk in and there is an information services desk, and there are two people at that desk. So I'm assuming it's like their main desk.
Yeah.
And so we go up to them to be like, oh, you know, we want to get library cards. Like, oh, well, actually, you need to go over there to this other desk for borrower services where there are two people at that desk. And I'm like, oh, okay, which is fine. We go in and get our library cards. But I'm like, why do you have an information services desk if they that you staff with two people? That doesn't make any sense. Because then you go borrow services and there's two people and like they don't really have anything to do, which, you know, I'm not hateful crazy. You're supposed to always be doing stuff, blah 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 blah. But like
Right.
it's just not good staffing. Cause then I go to the teen section where there's no stuff for teens. It's just YA books and like a table. And I'm like, why do you not have a better teen area? Why don't you have someone staffed here as a teen area? You know,
Yeah.
what is going on here? And I got really frustrated because all of my library life, I'm like, doing everything wrong. And so then you know, I find my books, we get some things, and I go and I check out. And when you go to the library, Claire, I don't know if you've checked out tangible books lately.
Yeah, I checked out one or two. Yeah.
But so, you know, you go, you check out, and then you get the little slip that tells you the due dates. And so I look at my slip, and it tells me all four titles of the things that I checked out four things, all four titles, their due dates, but it also has my full name on this thing. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what the actual fuck? This violates my privacy, printing my name on a slip with titles that goes against everything the American Library Association supports. And I'm like, this is really not okay. So I'm planning to be like that Karen asshole who's like, take it off. Like, it's just a computer program. You can tell it not to print that. I'm like, that's dangerous. Like, what if I had checked out books on like domestic violence or getting out of bad situations and that
Right.
piece of paper falls out and my psychotic husband who beats the shit out of me finds it? He's gonna
Right.
beat the shit out of me. That's why you have those things. But also, so the cops can't come at you and be like, hey, give us everything they've ever checked out, blah, blah, blah. Like, so lost my mind. So then I'm going on like crazy deep dive because we go to a restaurant nearby for lunch and I'm digging through their websites trying to figure out stuff. I'm
Yeah.
like, where's their money coming from? You know, how is the board set up? And everything I learned makes me angry, and I get very frustrated because their most recent annual report is from like 2018, and I'm like,
Oh.
you're obligated to post this for me to find,
Right.
because I think I don't know because I can't figure out how they're funded, but I think they're part of the city and are funded through the city,
Yeah.
like just through general city funds, which is scary in and of itself. But I'm like, you have to tell us what you're doing with taxpayer money. Like, you can't,
Right.
where's the report? So I'm losing my mind. So I just had like a whole like thing, and Freak Spencer was like, you should come and fix it. I'm like, I ain't coming into this mess. This is even worse than the place I left. I'm not doing that garbage. Are you kidding me? Absolutely not. Could I fix it? Yes, the fuck I could. But
You're like, but I'm not
touching,
going to.
I'm not touching that. They're crazy. They're not even doing the bare minimum. Can you imagine me walking into the director and being like, you're doing it wrong. I'm sorry. Let me just take your job. So I do plan to kind of stalk the director because their name is on website stuff. And I'm like,
Right.
I need them to be 80 years old. Do you understand? Like, I need them to be old and just have no concept of what
Of
libraries are
like what's
supposed to
happening.
be and
Yeah.
what's do and like to just be completely out of touch. So I can be like, okay. Because
Right.
God damn it, it's so frustrating. Like, how hard is it to just have a library system that isn't garbage? I mean, I'm so tired. And then I was annoyed because like we were looking at like their events and their the stuff that they have, and like everything for adults is so old school library programming, you know, where you have someone come in and talk to you about planning for retirement. And I'm like, no. I'm an adult and I want to have fun things. I want like craft night or, you know, a book club or like fucking something.
You're
God.
like, I want my Bigfoot guy to come talk again.
Right? I'm
Something like that.
like, it's like you can't. So at least in 2015, I might have read a few annual reports. At least in 2015, the city was trying to take money away from them. And so they were dealing with some issues. And I'm like, you know, it's really hard to prove that you deserve funding and that you deserve good funding if you're not maintaining the collection and weeding it so that people are actually checking stuff. Because when you have a well-weeded collection, people check stuff out more. No one believes me when I say that to them. We're like, you have too many books on your shelf. You need less books so that people
Right.
can browse them easier. People don't browse spines, people browse front-facing covers.
Right.
So, ugh. But I'm like, you don't even have programs that people want to come to. Like, you can't prove your worth if you're not doing anything that's actually worth anything. It's like just having books doesn't do jack shit for the community. All right, God. So that's my annoying, judgy pedestal of frustration. But more fun. Claire, I sent you a TikTok.
You did.
I did. I
I
did.
have not. I haven't been on TikTok in a minute because
And you're
live.
gonna love it. You're gonna love it because I just stumbled upon it like literally 10 minutes before we got on. It's this guy complaining. Like there's like roundabouts or whatever in his town.
Roundabouts.
And he's complaining about all the tornadoes that they're getting, and he's saying it's because of the roundabouts, because people are driving in the circles and it's spinning up the air, and that's the reason why
Shut
there's so
up.
many more tornadoes. Like, we didn't have tornadoes till they started putting in these roundabouts. I
I'm
cackled
looking at
so
this.
hard.
Where is this? Ohio. That's hilarious.
Well, like you had just been telling me
I
about all the
cannot
stupid new
even.
roundabouts that you
Oh
have.
my
Like, oh
God,
my
I've
God, the
gotta.
tornadoes are coming for you, Claire. They're coming.
I have to send that to my coworkers
Yes, you
right
do.
now. That's freaking hilarious.
So.
No, because they literally have put in like, I don't know, seven or eight new roundabouts in town and everybody is losing their goddamn mind
Well, wait
over
till
it. They're like,
tornado season hits. They're
oh
gonna
my,
be
oh, well,
like,
we're in trouble.
oh my God.
Because we're already like semi in Tornado Alley anyway. So, oh,
The
it's
tornadoes are just
over.
gonna get worse because you got all those roundabouts. It's just gonna kick up those tornadoes.
It is. And it's so good. That's hilarious. I love it.
There you go. That's my gift to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, E Town's going to be having so many more tornadoes because we have so many more roundabouts. Who knew? Who knew? I love it.
You'll be ready the next time you the next tornado you have, you'd be like, it's because of those damn
Damn
roundabouts they
roundabouts.
built.
Because we literally just had like the one in the middle of town, and now we've got like eight.
Yep.
That's
Well,
hilarious. I love
there
it.
you go. That's all. Those are my judges. I just, wanted to share.
Too many roundabouts causing all the tornadoes.
Causing all those damn tornadoes, man. I hate that. I hate when that
I
happens.
hate when that happens too. It's just tragic. Oh my goodness. Anywho.
Yes, anyway, so guess that means it's time for us to get into this week's topic.
Yes.
It's culty cult time.
It
And it's
is.
Claire's turn to tell us about culty cults.
It
Claire,
is.
what cult are you going to tell us about today?
I'm talking about a cult called The Family out of
Ooh.
Australia.
The Australian family.
Yes.
Not to be confused, didn't you do
There was a.
another family that was called the family, but not to be confused with that family, right?
Yeah, because that one was
That's
all about
hilarious.
love and whatever. Yeah. I don't know. That one was a weird one. Love bombing and all
Right.
that.
All
So,
right.
yeah, this one is out of Australia. I got my sources from Wikipedia, The Guardian, and all that's interesting.
Ooh.
Yes. A lady by the name of Anne Hamilton Byrne. She was born Evelyn Edwards, and it never said when she changed her name, why she changed her name,
She
what happened with the name change.
was Evelyn and now she's
Anne.
Anne.
Yeah.
Why?
But Anne
Why?
wasn't even like her middle name. Her middle name was like Victoria or
I
something. So
just
I don't.
personal preference. I like the name Evelyn. It's a good name, but I prefer it pronounced Evelyn.
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 But anyway, she was born December 30th, 1921. And she grew up in Melbourne, Australia, on a farming settlement. And her mother, Florence, was diagnosed with schizophrenia when she set her hair on fire in the street.
Okay, God.
So.
I love that so many things led up to that point where people were like, oh, I wonder what's wrong with her. But then the hair on fire in the street, well, that's
She just lost it and
schizophrenia.
then just set her hair on fire
Well.
in the road. And so. She spent the rest of her life in a psychiatric hospital ward. So that was 27
Fair
years. Yeah,
after
20,
that.
27 years in the psychiatric hospital ward where she died. But, and then Anne's father was an itinerant worker. So he was just moving all around, finding odd jobs here and there. So because absent parents, Anne spent a lot of time in orphanages where, like, when she was a child. So the name change. It never said that she got adopted by anybody. So I don't know if she did get adopted by somebody else and they changed her name. So this whole name change, I don't know when or where it happened or why.
Maybe she just decided to start going by it.
Maybe.
She's like, I'm Anne now. Okay.
Maybe
Whatever.
there was nothing that like said. It was just she was born Evelyn Edwards and then all of a sudden she's Anne Hamilton Byrne. I don't know. We have
Wait,
no
what was the last name?
Byrne,
B.
Byrn,
Okay, Burn. I thought you were saying
Byrn.
Hamilton Burr, and I'm like, well, that's dark.
Is that not hilarious? Oh my God, that would be terrible.
Like,
The
okay, if that's
irony,
the
yeah.
way you want to go, but all right, okay, Burn. Yep,
Byrne, Byrne, yeah.
got it.
And so when Anne was 20, she married her first husband. They never say his name. Apparently, he doesn't matter. They did have a daughter together. And after they had her their daughter, she wound up having several miscarriages. They did want to have more children, but she never did. And then she and her husband were like, okay, well, if I'm going to keep having miscarriages, let's try to adopt. And so they were planning to adopt, but then he tragically died in a car accident,
Oh.
which was sad. I mean, it was just like,
I
that
mean, yeah,
sucks.
that's sad. Yeah.
Yeah. So after her husband's death, she found yoga. And this was
Yay.
like 50s, 60s.
Okay.
So in Australia, so it was not like what it is now.
Right.
You know, not like soccer mom and yoga. This is, you know,
This is culty yoga. Got it.
yeah, this
Feeling very
was,
culty right now. Got it.
and it was very much more spiritual in nature, not just like,
Stretching.
oh, yeah, not like, well, we're gonna do a workout. Yeah. So, she got involved in yoga. She got so much involved that she began teaching it and like got in, started learning the Sanskrit and all that with the yoga. Became very interested in the religion with the yoga and the
Okay.
mysticism and that kind of
Sure.
stuff. And
Sure,
so,
sure.
and this was early 60s at this point. So she would have been like in her 40s. So women in these yoga classes that she was teaching, they kind of became like her first devotees at this point. They really liked her. These women were kind of unhappy in their marriages. They were around the same age. They were starting to become empty nesters at this point, you know, looking for something else in life. And with it being like 60s and 70s, divorce was still kind of taboo at this
Stupid,
point.
but yes.
Yeah, but you know, it was taboo. But Anne would encourage them to leave their husbands and join her. Like, come be single like me. Even though her husband died, she didn't leave her husband. But you know, come be single like
Right.
me and come be spiritual in my in this yoga, whatever. In my yoga practice. And her yoga practice, interestingly enough, also became kind of a safe haven for gay males
Cool.
at the time because it offered them kind of a refuge from the laws against homosexuality in Australia at the time. So there was also that. So she had a bunch of, you know, unhappy
Like unhappily
housewives.
married housewives
Yes.
and gay men who were being pushed on to the outside of society. Got it.
Yes. So because of the yoga, she became more drawn to Eastern religion and mysticism. And both were kind of becoming trendy at the time, a little bit. And she had a reputation in those kind of trendy circles because she had gotten so much into yoga and the religion behind it. And she wound up meeting a retired physicist whose name was Dr. Rainer Johnson. And this guy became enamored with her. Just, you know. And so he wound up writing about Anne in his journal. And he says, he's married. And
Oh
it never,
dear.
well, and it never said, there was nothing that ever said that they, she winds up remarrying another guy. His name is Bill Byrne. And that's where the Byrne comes from. But never said anything about them having a sexual relationship. He just, I don't know if he was just, I don't know what the word,
Infatuated.
that's the word, infatuated. Yeah. But he said in his journal, quote, unquestionably the wisest, the serenest, and most gracious and generous soul I have ever met.
Okay.
Yeah. So after they meet, I don't know. Because he's a physicist, he was, you know, retired. They both decided to start experimenting with LSD for scientific purposes only.
That's
Scientific
for
research.
science.
It's for science, scientific research, if you will.
I'll
And,
be sure to use that line. Okay.
right.
It's for
So,
science.
Raynor Johnson started introducing Anne to his colleagues, which a lot of them were doctors, nurses, other intellectual types, you know, people who were smart. You know, these people were
Right,
not
right.
dumb. And these were people who were kind of interested in the new age kind of religion. They wanted that kind of wisdom, I guess, imparted on them. And so these people also began looking to Anne for guidance because she had already been in the New Age thing
Right.
longer
She's
than a lot of them.
like, I'm a pro, you
Yeah,
know.
because she's like, I've been doing this for a while. And so then she began to claim that she had an extrasensory perception,
Sure,
you know.
sure.
And then Rainer Johnson eventually claimed that Anne was the Messiah who had come back reincarnated as a woman, saying in his journal, her face became divinely beautiful with sublime authority.
Okay, pause. So I currently am finally reading the very last Bridgerton novel. Okay, I don't know
Yes.
why I put it, like, I mean, I would pick one up every 2 or 3 months, but
Right,
finally,
right.
finally, after like checking it out 17 times on my Kindle, I'm actually reading it. And both the Bridgerton and a random girl character in the book have this like immediately infatuated love. They think that's true, pure love, and that it's like forever love because they just like see the back of a person and it's like they've not even seen their face and they just know. So just the way, the shape of their neck or something ridiculously stupid. And like
Oh, the back of your
hits.
head is so pretty.
And it's like,
It's
I'm just besotted in love. This is what love is. And I'm like, oh my God. Like it's nauseating to read. So like,
right.
I mean, obviously, they're both wrong. We're not
Right.
to the end of the book yet, so it's fine. But,
But you're
like,
just
when you
like,
said
this
that, I'm
is
going, it's that same thing as that.
sublime authority. Like, who talks like that?
Whatever.
This
I mean,
guy.
like, don't get me wrong. If the Messiah is going to come back again, please be a woman, because, like, seriously, like, just
Right.
let's be real. The whole like son of God, the patriarchy is garbage. Let's stop that. I'm pro that. I'm
Absolutely.
pro woman as Messiah. But
Right.
the whole just you look at her and you can just see the
Right.
divine coming out of her. No, my God,
You're like,
no.
no,
Pass,
not here. I'm not here
pass.
for that.
Gross.
Not
Okay,
here for
sorry.
that at all. Yes.
Sorry to interrupt, but I'm like, oh, man, I'm reading this garbage and it's stupid in the book, so it's stupider in real life.
It's stupider in real life, yes. But anyway, so Johnson and his wife, they wind up purchasing a home in the same hamlet where Anne lived, and the property became known as Santinican, I guess that's how you say it.
Sure.
And it was on the outskirts of Melbourne, and it kind of became a headquarters for larger group meetings for Anne.
Okay.
And that's how the start of the family was born when they purchased this property and they start building these buildings on it, and you start getting a compound. I feel like
And
once you
here's
start,
where the culty comes
I
in.
feel like that's when you start getting a compound,
Right.
then it's like, it's a cult. It's like, what are you doing? And so Anne began giving sermons in this meeting hall, and they started building other buildings and stuff like that on this area that was outside. It was kind of, you know, obviously off the beaten path, like a lot of them are. Like, they're not
All right.
in regular
Land is ex well,
civilization.
land is expensive, you know. When you're starting a cult, you don't have a whole lot of money up front, so you gotta start small.
Right.
Get
So
the cheap land.
her sermons and her this new whatever she was doing, they were a mashup of like Hindu, Buddhism, and Christianity. Like, she was just kind of like
A
throwing
little
it
bit
all in a
from
blender.
here and a little bit from
Yeah.
there. Yeah.
She's throwing it all in a blender. Like, whatever. And Johnson, Rainer Johnson, would continue to recruit intellectuals to be followers. And continued
That's
to
exhausting.
believe, but she believed that she was on the same level as Jesus and Buddha and Krishna. And she began kind of brainwashing her followers, and they believed too, which drives me bananas because it's like, if these were intellectuals, how did they get to this point?
Well, and
Like, What?
So, I mean, obviously 60s and 70s are a different time,
I
but
get
I
that. That's
guess
true.
I assume that people who are into like physics and intellectuals in the realm of doctors or whatever, that you
Right.
are a firm believer in science and
Right. That's what,
things
especially
that are
this Rainer
provable.
Johnson guy. Like,
So
if he's a physicist, like, I'm like, how are you, like, getting it? Like, what is happening?
how are we here? How is it that you feel like you just magically met the reincarnation of Jesus or whatever? Like,
Right.
what are the odds? Just
Right.
saying.
What's different about this one is this one was not, this cult is, like, not based in sex. Like,
Well,
there's
that's a
not,
nice change.
I mean, I'm sure there probably was some going on, but that wasn't like the thing that was happening. It wasn't like, oh, everybody.
Consensual sex was probably going on amongst adults, which is acceptable. That's fine.
Yeah. But as far as like, oh, I'm taking all your husbands and they're now all my husbands. There was
Right.
nothing
Yeah.
like that. Like, she was married, but it was, But anyway, so the family's motto was unseen, unknown, unheard. And I'm just like, what?
The fuck does that mean?
I don't know. It's
Okay.
just like,
I mean,
it's kind of like Fight
Vinny, Vinny,
Club. You don't
Vici. I
talk
don't
about Fight Club. You
know.
don't talk about the family. Don't talk about it.
Got
I don't know.
it.
I don't know. Anyway, I was just like, what is this? It's their motto? Like, what? Anyway, so one of the members of the family, her name was Marion Villamick. And she worked at New Haven Hospital in the psychiatric part of the hospital. And so she would treat her patients in the hospital with LSD.
Sure. I mean,
Because,
it was the 60s and 70s. Why the hell
yeah,
not? All right.
LSD was used all the fucking time in the family. That was
I
like,
mean,
that was their drug of choice, was LSD.
to be fair, people used to do cocaine. Like, that used to be
Yeah.
totally fine and legal. So,
Yeah.
whatever.
And
Whatever.
so many, because a lot of these people were nurses and doctors, a lot of the hospital staff were part of the family. And so they used that as a way to recruit new members. So anybody new who came on staff or even patients, that kind of thing, they used it as a way to get new people to be part of their cult. Which
Well, I
I'm like,
mean,
that's terrifying.
I guess I've never had LSD, so I don't
I know,
know.
right? Right. I haven't
But
either.
like, I assume that you can convince people of almost anything on LSD.
Probably.
So I
Probably.
guess it's a pretty easy sell.
Yeah. And so members began to give her everything, their money, their homes, and even their children.
Ew. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that was better. I'm not sure. We'll find out. What happens to the children? Is it good for the children? Is it bad for the children? It's bad for the children. Okay, well
It's
then.
bad for the
Okay,
children.
well then that's unfortunate.
It is. Yeah. So they just
Take
like,
here, take my child. Ew.
yeah, kind of. So 1970s, that's when the family began collecting children. I
Oh
mean, that's really the best way to say it.
I'm sorry. I'm now picturing like having like little playing card, trading cards, whatever. I'll trade you Timmy for I want Olivia and Augustus for Timmy. It's a good trade. Timmy's got the red hair, and we know like that. Sorry, just
But
collecting them.
I know, right? But I mean, seriously, that's really what it was. So some of them were children of members of the, so, and I mean, they were just like giving their children to Anne. But a lot of them were falsely adopted. So many members of the family were doctors and attorneys.
And they could adopt children and they just gave them to. Oh my God.
So they
Ew.
knew, yeah, they knew how to fix
I hope a lot
paperwork.
of people go to jail after this, but.
They knew how to fix paperwork and get around red tape. And at the time, unwed mothers were very uncouth and taboo at back then as well. So they didn't have a problem with just like, oh yeah, I'll let you adopt my child. So they thought their kid was getting adopted, but not
To
to
like
a,
a nice richy rich family,
but
you
not
know,
really.
but not
But
really.
not really. So eventually, over time, 28 children became a part of the family. And they were all told, actually, in the well, first, they were kept 2 hours from the main base in
Okay.
Lake Eildon. I don't know if that's pronounced right. Eildon. They called that part up top. That was the,
Sure.
yeah.
They were kept up top.
That was the name of their, that kind of compound, I guess. That's where the children were kept. It was 2 hours from like Santinican, I guess. And they were all told that Anne Hamilton Byrne was their biological mother. And they had changed all of their last names to Hamilton Byrne and
Okay.
dyed all of their hair blonde
Ew.
to convince them that they were all related because Anne's hair was blonde. Yeah. And
Okay.
Anne would even like fake pregnancy for, like in front of the children. And then when a new baby would come,
Huh.
make them think that she had this child.
Huh.
So it was kind of
Huh.
next level. Like this is fucked up. This is
Uh-huh.
not. And so she would get women who were in the group to go live because she wasn't there all the time at the up
Well, and
top. At up, she wasn't there all the time at up top. So she would get certain women who would go stay with the children, and they took care of the children mostly, and they were called aunties, and they were in charge of grooming the kids to look as identical as possible. Like
weird.
same clothes, same hair cut, like all the like, yeah, they look like fucking children of the corn is what they look like. Or the damned, children of the damned, or whichever one had the blonde. Was it corn or damned? I can't remember. Anyway, they all looked kind of creepy. And so if the children misbehaved in any way, like basically everything was great if you did, and even for the adults too, everything was great if you did exactly what Anne said. But if you stepped out of
Fair.
line, yeah, if you stepped out of line in any way, misbehaved, whatever, and also if you came back, like if you went out and played too hard and you came back with dirty clothes, or if you did something as simple as forgot to turn off a light when you left a room.
So, like very normal childhood stuff.
Right, that they would withhold food from the kids for days.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And sometimes Anne would beat them, and her favorite thing to beat them with was her stiletto heel. Yeah.
Okay, there's a reason she didn't have kids. She wasn't allowed to have kids.
She had the one child, and then that was it. Yeah. And if Anne wasn't there, and the aunties had to beat the child for being for misbehaving or whatever, they were to call Anne on the phone so she could listen to the beatings over the phone.
So she just wants to abuse children. Awesome.
Yeah, she's a
That's gross.
real
That's
winner.
very Jesus-like Messiah.
Right. There was one person who one of the kids, I guess after the fact, talked to one of the papers or quoted as saying that they were so hungry that they didn't have food for so long that they raided garbage bins
Oh no.
to get food and then ate
Yeah.
and would eat leaves because they were so hungry. Because it just they just didn't have food for days and days and days. And I'm just like, that's terrible. And also when they had the kids, the children's were drugged with Mogadon, I don't know if that's spelled right. Anyway, and Valium, like almost on a daily basis until they were 14 to keep them docile and to keep them compliant for the most
Yeah.
part. And then when they turned 14, then they got initiated into the cult by being given like giant doses of LSD and then just being like locked in a dark room for di
Whoa.
until they got over this. I mean, they're saying it was like days long bad acid trip. And the
That
only people
sounds
allowed,
horrifying.
Yeah, and the only people allowed in the room were either Anne or like some of the psychiatrists that were on site that were part of the family, because you know, doctors and all that.
Idiots.
So,
Ugh.
yeah. And some of the effects on these kids were like catastrophic. They talked about how they suffered depression, personality changes, nightmares, and social withdrawal that lasted for months sometimes, because they would give them such large doses of LSD. And then
It's the other day, and it's been a little while. But I had taken a muscle relaxer because I couldn't kick a migraine, just would not go away. So I
right.
finally broke out the big guns and took the muscle relaxer and
You're just like,
the
I
pain
need to get
pills or
rid of this.
whatever. And
Yeah.
I don't like to take them because they increase the chances of sleep paralysis, like astronomically for
Right.
me.
Yeah.
And like, I didn't even tell Spencer this. In fact, this just reminded me, this conversation,
Oh.
as I'm laying there. Spencer's not like it's like I had gone to bed super early. I took the drugs, went to bed super early. He wasn't even in bed yet. And I'm laying there and I've already kind of like fallen asleep and sort of woken back up, but I can't move. And I can hear somebody in the room breathing and it is freaking me out. And
What?
I'm having a panic attack, except that I can't have a panic attack because I can't, I'm not
Because
really
you
awake.
can't,
It's
yeah.
not, I'm not super, you know. And like eventually
Yikes.
I calm myself down and I go back to sleep and I had completely forgotten about it until this moment. I'm like,
Until now.
no, don't do this to people. Like that shit fucks you up. And that's just a muscle relaxer. God damn it. That LSD. This
Right.
14-year-old kid.
I know.
Oi.
And so
Oh,
this went
shit.
on like for decades. So, and then in 1987, a girl who was there, her name, real name was Sarah Moore, but Sarah Hamilton Byrne,
Right.
who was 14, got expelled from the family because she
Oh.
was so rebellious.
Ooh,
Like, they
I like
kicked
her.
her out. And so I don't know what that entailed. I don't know if they just like took her into town and dropped her off. I don't know
Right.
what. There was no like,
No explanation.
yeah.
She's not part of the family anymore. Got
Yeah.
it. And
Which really
so.
surprises me, because I'm like, why did they not kill her? Because I
Right.
feel like that's like,
Or just drug her up more, like.
right, yeah. Anyway, so after being free from them, she goes to the police, and you know, she's free from the abuse and the drugs, and I guess she gets clear-headed and she goes to the police. Well, that's enough, I guess, for them. And so they raid the property.
That's impressive that they believed a kid.
Yeah.
Telling was, I mean, it sounds insane. Like
Right.
if a 14-year-old came and told me, they'd be like, "I'm sorry,
Are you
what?"
what? Like, what are we talking about now? Right. And so on August 14th, all the children were then taken into protective custody. So a kid took down this cult.
I'm always happy when that happens. Go kids.
I know, a child took down this cult. I'm just like, that's amazing. But somehow Anne escaped and fled the country. Anne and her husband escaped and fled the country. And they ran off because they had property everywhere, because her followers.
Just gave them stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so they were hiding in the Catskills in New York.
What?
Yeah. And they were able to hide out there for several years. But she
I'd
was
say that is
eventually,
not far from me.
yeah, but she was eventually arrested in 1993 on fraud charges and extradited back to Australia.
Good.
So, but at this time, she had amassed somewhere around 150 million Australian dollars in property, land, real estate, cash.
Good God, I've got to be a cult leader, man.
Right.
Lord.
Right. That had been donated slash given to her by her followers. So she had all this at her disposal. So that's partly why she was able to get away. She and her second husband, his Bill Byrne, they received a $5,000 fine and no jail time.
What?
Yeah. She only faced charges of conspiracy to defraud over the fake birth certificates, because that was the only thing that the detective, his det it was Detective Lex DeMann, that he felt that there was only charges that would stick.
Oh my God. They did not try hard enough.
I mean, I don't know how Australian law works,
No.
so I'm like
But I'm also like, actual abuse to kids.
right.
Doesn't that get you more
So I
than
don't,
that?
and I don't know if the kids were too afraid to talk or couldn't talk because they were so drugged up. Like, there was nothing about any of that. It was just like, wow. Like, what the fuck? And there were some
Wow.
other people who got arrested too, but they didn't get, it was
So,
just like, it, I mean, it was all like slap on the hand kind of stuff. Like, none of
oh my
it.
God.
Nobody really went to jail over this. Nobody. It was all just like,
That's
oh, fraud.
despicable, and I hate that.
Yes. However, Anne Hamilton Byrne, her husband died in 2001, and that was like one of the last times she was seen in public was at his funeral. But she spent her last however many years living in a nursing home with dementia,
Good.
and she died June 13th, 2019, at 97 years old.
I mean, like, I don't wish dementia on anybody, but like, I kind of wish it on her. Like, she deserved
Right.
that misery.
Right.
Ugh.
And Detective Lex DeMann, his quote is, "Today was a great day in that she's now dead. She can rot. The lives that she affected and her evil deeds, I shed no tear, not one drop."
She was on his cookie day list.
She was. She was totally on his cookie day list.
Went beyond a cookie. He's like, we're rejoicing. She's
Yes.
garbage. And I'm like,
Yes. And he said
okay
that's his
then.
one regret is that he didn't get anything else other than like that fine and,
Yeah.
you know, like he couldn't make anything else stick and make her get do jail time. Because, I mean, they did talk about how, I mean, nothing specific as far as names or anything, but how people did attempt it in their lives. Some of them did, you know,
I mean,
how.
you fuck up a kid. I mean, like, that's, you don't get, they don't just grow up and get to unfuck themselves. It's not really
Right.
how brain chemistry works, so.
However, Sarah Moore, the girl who took down the cult, she did learn of her false adoption,
Good.
and she was able to find out who her biological mother was and meet her. And she became a doctor and wrote a book about the whole experience, and that was
Good
released in
for
like
her.
1995. However, sadly, she died in 2016 at the age of 46. But
Aww.
it didn't say how, but
But
still,
no,
she.
she needed to outlive the crazy bitch.
I
Damn it.
know. I know.
I wanted her to be able to dance on her grave and be like, doo
I know.
doo doo
But she was able to overcome a lot of that
doo.
trauma.
Wow. I mean,
But
good for
anyway,
her. Way to,
yes.
you know, take down a whole cult. Although it kind of is bittersweet when you're like, well, I did all this and all they got was a fine. So, like, fuck me.
Right. But I mean, in the same vein, you're like, you were able to get all those kids out
But
of
at least
there.
all those kids got out. So they don't
Right.
have to be in the, and no other kids will have to be in this situation.
Right, exactly. That she can't continue to fake birth certificates and can, you know, adoption papers and all that stuff and all, yeah. But
Good
anyway,
Lord.
that is the family out of Australia and Anne
That is
Hamilton
awful.
Byrne.
Awful, awful.
And one of the few female cult leaders,
That's true.
because they're mostly men, but she's one of the few female ones.
And still super shitty.
Yes.
God. I feel like when I become a cult leader, I've been watching the duck the Netflix show, so I'm learning all the things I need to learn. I'm going to go wild and like not abuse anybody and like not murder anybody
Right.
and like not try and destroy anyone's lives who disagree with me. You know.
Right.
I just want to have my nice little cult. I'm gonna let the people give me all the gifts, because that's the point of being the cult leader, is you're getting all
Right.
the stuff.
What's
That's
the
what you
point being a
want.
cult leader if you don't get all the perks, right?
So, gonna stay away from thinking or letting people think that I am the newest incarnation of Jesus or whatever, because I don't know
Right. That's an
that.
old
That
bag.
sounds
That is an
like
old bag. Everybody does that.
garbage. I'm like, I don't,
Yeah.
not the Messiah. I'm just smarter than you. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
You're like, that's an old bag. Everybody does that.
Lord, but well, that was excellent, Claire. Did not know anything. Knew that there was a cult called the Family from Australia, but that is the sum total of my knowledge. So, huh.
I knew there was a, and for me, I knew there was a creepy cult called The Family out of Australia, and I knew about there were children in it that all had the blonde hair because they all looked like some kind of superior Aryan race. Like that, to me, that was like, I knew because I had seen photos, and I'm like, what is this with the creepy children and the blonde hair, and they're all dressed alike? Like, what is this? You know, and then it was like, oh, she's like collecting children and she's dyeing their hair blonde, and she's, this is weird. This is bizarre.
What, none of that? No, thank you.
Yes.
Also, collecting children, like,
Yeah.
pass, pass.
They talked about how when she was in the nursing home at the end that she just had like this baby doll that she like carried around with her
Ew.
dementia. Yeah.
Ew. 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 You know, they say that 40% of dementia can be prevented by, the normal things, eating healthy, exercise, but having a good social life. So, like,
Right.
as you get older, don't stay in, don't be TV veggie, kind of whatever. Make sure you're still going out with friends and you're learning new things still and trying out new things. That's what keeps you from having dementia. The same.
Right. Stay active.
Yes. And
Keep doing
social.
things.
But, like, don't start a cult where you take children and beat them with your stilettos and starve them and then give
No.
them
Don't
copious
do
amounts
that.
of drugs. No.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
No, that's
Ugh.
bad.
Well, that was
Anyway,
excellent, Claire. I
that's
loved
my
that.
story.
I loved it. Really knew not very much, honestly. But now I'm very excited to see the creepy pictures of the creepy children with the blonde hair.
I know, it's just like, what? And they're all
Ugh.
dressed alike. You're just like in these little blue
Yeah.
dresses, and you're like, ew.
It's the Von Trapp.
I know. It's like, you're like, what is this?
But cultier.
Right. You're like, we got Children of the Damned on our hands. What is this? I
Boy. Well, I guess that leads us to this week's sweary affirmation.
Yay.
Which, might connect somehow to the story. I mean, in like a vague way that these things do. So this week's sweary affirmation, stress is caused by giving a fuck about the wrong damn things.
Noted.
So, stop giving fucks about the damn things,
The wrong damn
the
things.
wrong damn things, and the stress will just melt away.
Indeed.
Wow. Wow. Okay. It must be time for
Yes.
Tarot Time with April. A spooky, spooky. Do, do, do. Do, do, do. Look at my beautiful name. Oh man, I had a song. Where'd it go? I had a song in my head, and now I can't think of what it was that I was gonna sing. But something that you said sparked in my mind, and now I've forgotten it. Oh well.
Ah.
I don't have it. I'm sorry. No song. What? Now I'm trying to think of that terrible song from The Prince of Egypt, The Miracles, if you believe or
Oh,
whatever.
God.
What's the
There
name?
can be
There Can Be Miracles.
miracles. If
If
you
you
believe, Though hope is frail, it's hard to kill.
I feel
Stop.
like that was they would sing that song.
I had to sing that solo when I was like a sophomore in high school when I was in SSA choir at
Ooh.
a competition, mind you, and I got
Oh.
great marks.
Kick ass, Claire. Kick
Right.
ass. All right, we're gonna start this week off strong. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
We're starting with justice.
Whoa, because Anne Hamilton Byrne got none. She's getting some now.
Our middle of the week is the Wheel of Fortune.
What? Ooh, we got some big arcana cards up in here.
And we are ending the week with the Eight of Swords inverted.
Uh-oh.
I know, right? Dang
Dang.
it. Justice!
Is blind.
Justice! Yeah, you know, it's not, though, is it?
No, it's not. Unfortunately.
Interesting that Justice actually is the 11th card and the Wheel of Fortune is the 10th card in the Major Arcana. But they were nowhere near each other in the deck. I'm just letting you know. Because, whatever.
Interesting.
Anyway. So Justice. Blah, 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 blah. There is no room here for empathy. This card is about being critical and impartial.
No
Everything in
empathy.
this card is even and symmetrical and parallel and blah 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 blah. If you can imagine that Justice is holding the Ace of Swords, you get an idea of the pragmatism that lives in this card. When it comes up in a reading, you have to take all of your emotions out of the decision that you need to make. Make a list of pros and cons, do research, be a brain, not a heart.
Noted.
It can also mean you're about to get judged, so there's that too, but
Oh, okay.
whatever, whatever. So, cool. Pros and cons, making our decisions, no emotions, just
Emotionless.
facts.
Right.
And then the Wheel of Fortune. Excuse me, I have the hiccups. The Wheel of Fortune card is awkward when it comes up in readings. It's the beginning and the end. Sometimes you're riding the wheel, and sometimes you're ground to dust under the wheel. It's very subjective.
Wow, that's clear.
This card is about the law of returns. It can be about good things happening and luck turning around, or a warning to batten down the hatches and get ready to rumble. It's ambiguous, so you
It's
know.
a wild card.
So there you are. Maybe it's based on how well we make our pro and con list of things for
Maybe.
justice. So it's
Right.
All right. And then we're gonna end the week with the, what did I tell you, eight?
Eight of Swords inverted.
With the Eight of Swords.
Inverted.
Eight of Swords. Inverted. We're talking about release. I always think of a bird flying out of a cage. This card comes up in readings after someone has left a bad marriage, ended a toxic friendship, or found a better job. It's also about releasing those restrictions we hold on ourselves inside. One of the most beautiful moments I saw this card was in a reading for a mother whose daughter had just come out as gay. After considerable internal conflicts, the mother realized that she loved her daughter no matter what. This card showed her how free that decision made her. So, we're gonna have to make a decision this week. And we can't use our emotions. We gotta do pros and cons. So that way, the Wheel of Fortune will favor us and things are good because we're able to just release and let
There you
go.
go. There you
So
go.
that's what it is.
Yes.
So don't be using those emotions in your decision making, guys. Pros and cons. Pros and cons.
Be a brain, not a heart.
I'm like, that would be great, except the story we heard about brains being fucking stupid. So.
Right.
So frustrating.
It is.
So frustrating. All right. It's time to find out what fate has in store for us
Right.
for next week. It's time for our Wheel of Fate. Here we go. What's it gonna be? Ooh.
Oh,
Oh.
damn it. Oh, well.
Scariest shit ever.
I really
Okay.
thought it was going to be true crime. I was like, yes.
Which can also be some of the scariest shit ever, by the way. Because listening to a four-part podcast about BTK still makes me freak the shit out about locking all the windows at night.
Dude,
So, just letting you know.
right.
Scariest shit ever. That'll be fun. I'm ready to get back into our normal stuff. I feel like we've been on like the weird tangents for several weeks.
Thank you, Spencer.
So it is nice to go back to our culty cults and our scary shit and our true crime and good times. So cool. That'll be fun. All right. I guess that's all for us this week. So, until next time, you can find us in all the things and at all the places at.
Brunch and Judge.
Please follow, like, comment, subscribe, do a dance, share, all those things. And if you have any ideas for stories for us or any things you'd like for us to include on our Wheel of Fate, you can send those to us at.
Brunchandjudge@gmail.com.
So until next time, keep on brunching
And keep on judging.
and don't beat people with stilettos. What
God,
the
yeah, right. It's terrible.
hell?
Bye.